little bit of Ray. The best bits.
What's that Mitchin story?
The ESRI looked at the behaviour of young people in schools, and that they found those in private schools are more likely to Mitch classes rather than those in state-funded schools.
And is there a difference in then all-boys schools versus all-girls schools? Have they broken that down?
I presume they have. I haven't really dug into the details of it now myself.
Ben?
Yeah?
There's no point in coming on here.
Could you get your shovel out, please?
If you're not digging into those details... Mm.
Well, I have to dig into like 8 other things today as well.
Have you ever... Well, do you put...
I'll have lunch doesn't count, Ben.
I'll have dug into it by the last word.
Well, sure, that's no good to me. I don't listen to the last word.
I went to a mixed school.
Oh, here we go.
And there was a fair amount of Mitching going on.
When you were doing the intersearch, JP?
He used to go across the fields.
Matriculation.
His school books used to be tied together with a piece of string.
String, yeah.
8 miles uphill to school, 8 miles back.
No shoes.
Uphill from home.
And he had no shoes on. He was a footless child.
Yeah.
And he
and a belly full of raw potatoes.
They used to.
You laugh.
He used to go to mass in a ditch before school every morning.
Hedge school, yeah.
What was the famine like, JP?
It was rough.
It was a tough old time.
Rough.
But she got through it, though, didn't she?
He had to be there.
He used to play... He used to have a stick and a hoop.
an actual hoop, not a euphemism. An actual hoop, yeah.
He'd a stick and a hoop, and he'd be playing that. And do you know, it was an innocent, happier time.
You know what? It was fun.
There was a time before... Was before he
we
got,
made our own fun.
That was before he got the iPhone.
Playing football with a stone.
On me head, son.
Sorry, did you say you were going to go Mitchin from your school? Was that you got Mitchin?
Yeah, there was a lot of Mitchin going on.
Any of you boys, Steve-O, have you got Mitchin? Were you Mitcher?
I tell you what, one time I did actually go to a single-sex school until the last 2 years when we moved house and had to go to a mixed school
right.
For my last 2 years up to Leaving Cert. And the first day in school, I went in and had an absolute brain freeze when I went to use the bathroom because they had the signs up in Oscailge. And I had an absolute brain freeze and thinking, Fermanagh, oh my God, what am I going to do here? Oh, Managh, men, of course. Went in and I started thinking, well, it's a bit strange that there's a couple of young girls here.
And there's only the cubicles.
Smoking cigarettes sitting on the sink. And only cubicles.
He fit right in. And he's been using the ladies' toilet ever since, actually, even in here in work. It's ridiculous. All right, cheers, lads. Much obliged.
The Ray Foley Podcast.
Talking about Mitchin, bringing back fond memories of secondary school. I never Mitchin in primary. We wouldn't have Mitchin. You wouldn't Mitchin primary, would you?
No, I never Mitchin primary.
This is the ESRI stats that say what kids in single-sex private schools are more likely to Mitch than kids in other schools.
That's interesting, isn't it? I wonder why that is.
That's because they want to go off and Mitch with their girlfriends. So if the girls in the convent are on the Mitch, the boys from the boys' school are on the Mitch as well. So they go off and meet up with each other on the Mitch.
Jeez, I had the wrong idea when I went Mitching. I was away playing snooker with the lads.
I was terrified of getting... a single Mitching incident in my entire educational life in secondary school. And it was, I think school started like 25 past 9 and Jerry Ryan's show started at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I used to listen to it every morning, and whatever it was, I don't even remember what it was. Whatever it was he was talking about, I was like, I want to hear what happens next.
Random question, your career guidance counsellor, what did they suggest you do with your life? What job? Did they say on radio?
The most consistent advice I ever got from secondary school was give over. Foley, give over! Actually, speaking of school, my 11-year-old, he's doing the Young Scientists exhibition.
Wow.
He's done a project on plants, and he's been all about, since he went back to school on Monday, he's been all about the BT Young Scientists exhibition. And he was telling me last night about his project, and they're going into it tomorrow. They're going to be showing their project to the, I don't know, exhibitors. I only half listen.
You're not really invested, are you?
I was already two glasses in.
Yeah. They're Kate's kids, you know. You're there as well. Like
what's he saying? Kate, what's he saying? Kate, which one is that? So he's going to, I said to him, though, I said, hang on. You're in primary school, aren't you still in primary school?
Fully engaged in his children.
I said, which one are you, kid? Can I have another glass of wine, please, when you're ready? Sorry, which one are you again? Yeah, and you're only in primary school. He said, yeah, but he said, and I said, aren't I said, are there only secondary school kids that do the BT? And he said, no, it's, he said, the primary kids can go and they exhibit, but they don't compete. The competitors then are the second level kids, which is fantastic because the primary kids get to do the whole experience and get warmed up ahead of when they're old enough to actually compete. I were talking about Mitch in school not having the courage to, well, in my case, I was terrified of Mitching, terrified of the trouble I was going to get into. So I never considered it except this one day where, like I said, I was listening to Jerry Ryan's radio show and whatever it was he was talking about, I didn't want to go into school before he'd finished the topic of whatever it was. But I never finished. What was really tragic about that was that it wasn't like I went, I don't know, off to the snooker hall and listened to the Jerry Ryan show there. Or I went, I don't know, I was hanging around in some, I don't know, the bowling alley or someplace cool, right? Mm-hmm. I went up to the end of my back garden with my Walkman and sat there with in my school uniform on my own on a winter's morning at the back of the back garden listening to Jerry Ryan on my headphones.
That image was brought to you by the Ray Foley Show.
That's sad. That's how tragic my life was and continues to be. To make it even sadder, I went in and then it was like,
oh,
once it was done, well, sure, like, what was I going to do? Just hang around the top of the back garden listening to the headphones the rest of the day, like spend all day up there. No, I went in. That was my only Mitching experience. Caroline's there.
Hi, Ray and JP.
Hi, Caroline.
I never once Mitched from school. Okay, that's a lie. I did once.
Oh, it's all coming out now.
For PE, where the teacher wasn't even in. And the whole time that I was there, or that I wasn't there, my stomach was an absolute knots.
Yeah.
To the point that I made myself so sick that when I went home, my mom actually kind of got it out and goes, what the hell is wrong with you? Confessed to my mother. Got dragged into the school the next day. Up in front of the teacher and got myself a detention. The one and only time I was ever in trouble in secondary school. What an idiot.
You're a good
I was.
Girl. You're just a good girl.
Look, all good memories now. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Caroline. Yeah, we're just good kids. Sinead's over there, Sinead.
Hey, Ray. So the first time I Mitched school, I didn't know this, but I was getting an award at assembly for attendance for not missing a day.
So you were out then when they were given the award?
4 years. So first day I did ditch was the day I got my award. Wasn't there for it. So we're like, award for attendance, Sinead.
Yay. And did they play a video of you at the assembly? It's like Sinead isn't here tonight, she's off filming somewhere, and it's a video, and it's guys, I'm so sorry I can't be there tonight, I'm on location in Dubai, but thank you so much, it means so much to me.
Where is she? Up the sports field doing feck all,
having a great day. And Tommy's over there as well. Tommy,
just to let you know, you weren't Mitching, you were just late for school. Calm down there, Dennis the Menace.
Wild. I was a wild child. Yeah, I was only about half an hour late for school, actually. They probably wouldn't have noticed.
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.